Good morning, folks. This is Tyler Fleming. You're listening to Fear Rock, Jim and Coffee Shop, Season 2. So today, I wanted to start with a little bit of gratitude for the ups and the downs of this past year. The lessons learned through lived experience, the trip out to Venice to meet up with good people of and around Deuce Gym, to the opportunity to switch schools and teach elementary, the opportunity to start a podcast with a very good dude, Anthony Fisher, in the Dead Man's Coffee Club. The opportunity to see my kids grow. Our youngest walked this year. Our oldest is taking school by storm and really getting after hockey these days. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you go. Pick it up. And I'm also recording this to kind of kick off the new year with setting a different standard for what this podcast is going to look like. I'll do my best to sit down and so that the audio is better, so it's not in a moving vehicle, and that I have some idea of what I'm going to talk about. That stomping in the background is our youngest playing with one of the window decorations, the things that stick to the windows. He has torn a reindeer limb for limb this morning. And I'm sitting in one of the chairs at his little table in our living room. Lately, I have been enjoying butter and coconut oil in my coffee, along with the cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg, sea salt, and today turmeric. That just helps start the day with a bit of fat and gets my body running on fat so that I reserve the carbohydrates for right before and during training, and protein for the evening when we're gonna rest and restore. And I don't always have my coffee like this, but lately I've been really enjoying starting the day with this kind of coffee. Yes, sir. Can you say hi? Can you say hello? Maybe not. The other reason I wanted to record one time before the end of the year is because it's time to own our story, my story, our voice, my voice, so to speak. It can be easy to try and embody somebody else's story, somebody else's voice, somebody else's way of doing things, and forget where you fit into the whole deal. And this year is about taking ownership of my story, my health and my path in life in a way that only I can do it. And part of that is going to be recording this weekly and in an open and honest way. I'm talking about the struggles that are happening in this process, as well as the highlights of being a parent, of being a husband, being a father, being a human, working to become a better man in general. So that's why I'm recording this right now on the 31st of December 2018. I'm going to keep these episodes a bit more brief, to allow them to be easily digestible, as well as so that I don't get caught up with my words and focus on the things that I'm doing. And one of the things I've been working on lately is chasing the bear. Sorry, chasing the bear is what I said. Sorry, the howling in the background is our bear cub in the background. He's actually being rather quiet right now, playing with the spaceship and a dismembered reindeer. And chasing the bear is really about finding the fight in, as far as our nervous system goes, and really pushing to experience that so that there's a more positive outlet for emotions and feelings, because I'm feeling all the feels lately, and that is our dog, Breeze, running around chasing squirrels via the house. And so I'm very thankful not only for the work that StrongFit continues to do to push the conversation around mental health and fitness and movement and strength and all that stuff, but specifically a guy named Andrew Kalandesh. He's a Swedish but lives in England coach. He was a phys ed teacher. He's also a high-level rugby player. And he's been helping me to explore this in a way that allows me to own the path myself. And chasing the bear for me is metaphorical. Of course, I'm not chasing an actual bear, but I'm chasing the bear inside of myself, that very visceral growl that can sometimes come out with when you find that bear inside, right? And so that's what I've been working on, is taking ownership of my physical practice. And that's starting, it's super simple and like nothing fancy or sexy or anything like that, but it's proven to allow me to feel good. And then it takes to get pushed towards that fight and then come away from it, and then return to being a normal human, right, that is better able to function because having less anxiety in the everyday moments of life, or like depressive type feelings. And so that's part of this. And then the second piece that I'll kind of touch on today. So because it's Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop, right, I love the idea of mixing the gym and the coffee shop. The gym being where we experience and push the edges of our physical capacity, and the coffee shop where these conversations happen that allow us to dream and explore what's possible in the world when it comes to our thinking and our understanding of the world. So currently, right, I've been, for the gym side of things, I've moved the gym from one garage to the other. Thank you. And giving myself a little bit more of a conducive setup to have space to move and not feel so confined, as well as to the woodworking tables right next to, kind of connected to, where I have all my training stuff set up, which allows me to in between sets kind of mess around with some wood carving, wood burning, and that sort of thing. So that's really cool too. And so I've been playing with a lot of sandbag stuff, and then some internal external torque stuff, and but mostly that focusing on the nervous system, and as I said, chasing that bear, but sometimes chasing that flow. Oh buddy, what's wrong? Good throw. Wow, that's impressive. Careful. Be careful, please. Be careful. And then the second part is the coffee shop, right? And the coffee shop's where the conversation and all these ideas come together and grow and evolve, right? So the gym is where we practice the things. It's the actions that we take. Okay, that no longer can be, the coffee can't be drank anymore. Thank you. And the coffee shop is where we explore the ideas, the philosophy, the principles behind everything. No, sir. And currently, right, I wrote down spaceships, woodworking, and beyond. In our house, you'll find NASA patches next to Crayola crayons and Black Panther figurines and Aquaman Legos.
Oh, you stop.
And Etch-A-Sketches and
stuff.
Thank you. Yep, I appreciate both of you. And bookshelves full of books. All right. This is what we're working on. This is what the coffee shop looks like in the Fleming household. And kind of with that, right, I'm reading, and I started rereading The Alchemist to kind of help see what insights it can bring to this new season of life. Let's not do that. Thank you. You can stir it. Yep. Just don't put your lips on it. Okay.
Oh.
Yep. You spilled coffee. Good job. Ugh. And that also means creating things too. And I'm finding that, like I said, in between sets, when I'm training, doing a little bit of wood carving, wood burning, has been kind of cool for me. And allows me to create little things that, you know, for the journey, right? That give some texture to the smooth surfaces that fill our world. Just kind of get into the last three things that I'll talk about, which is curiosity, courage, and compassion. This year is about doing a lot of stuff. And in order for that to happen, I'm going to embody some curiosity to continue to like ask questions and wonder and explore and be a learner. And that applies not only for movement, but for life, for parenting, for being a good partner, for being a good human. Courage, because it's going to take a lot of courage to kind of own my voice and own my own path and walk my own path. And compassion for myself and for others along the way, right? Those are the three kind of values that I'm owning for myself and that I'm going to work to embody this year. So this is, like I said, these are going to be real quick, short episodes. But I want to do a better job of documenting, not only for myself and for whoever might listen to this, but for my boys, so that one day down the road, should they find themselves in a challenging season of life, they can look back at how their pops worked through a new path towards owning his path in life. Yes, it is a cup. Good job. Cup of coffee.
Baba.
Yes, buddy.
Baba.
Yep. So, I'm going to wrap this up, but for now, right, this is episode 1 of season 2 of Pure Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. And if you're still listening, thank you and welcome to this journey. And I invite you to go on a journey of your own. It's kind of the quote that is really inspiring. This is Caminante no hay, camino se hace, camino al andar. Wayfarer, there is no path. You make the path by walking. And this is about owning our path, owning our voice, owning our story. And the only way to do that is through action. And so, this year's about taking action. And this little project, Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop, is about documenting and sharing that process. Thank you all for listening. Hope you have a beautiful day. Can you say bye? Can you say bye? Say bye.
Hot.
Yeah, it's hot too. All right. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.